The trend of making miniature paintings was already prevalent in South India and it developed in the early medieval period. There were different forms of North Indian schools owing to the heavy use of gold in South Indian paintings. Furthermore, they concentrated on painting divine creatures much more than painting the rulers who patronized them. Some of the major schools are Tanjore paintings, famous for gold coating. The Tanjavur or Tanjore school is famous for the special style of decorative paintings. It was probably the result of the defeat of Tanjavur Nayakas by Marathas and the fall of Vijayanagar Empire. The Maratha rulers immensely patronized them during the 18th century. These paintings are unique as they are mostly created on glass and wooden planks instead of cloth and vellum as preferred in northern India. They are unique because of the use of brilliant color patterns and the liberal use of gold leaf. It has been recognized as geographical indication by Government of India. They used many types of gemstones and cut glasses for embellishments to create larger than life images. Most of the paintings depict smiling Krishna in various poses and various major events in his life. These paintings reached their zenith under the patronage of Maharaja Sarfozi II of Maratha dynasty, who was a great patron of art. Currently, this school is still operational, but they have moved towards experimenting with diverse subjects like birds, animals, buildings, etc. Mysore paintings. These paintings were patronized by the rulers of the Mysore province and continued in the British period too. The major theme of the Mysore paintings is the depiction of Hindu gods and goddesses. The unique part of these paintings is that they had two or more figures in each painting and one figure predominates all the others in size and color. Furthermore, even the technique of making these paintings is very different from the North Indian styles. They use the gesso paste, which is a mixture of white lead powder, gumbos and glue. This gives a particular base to the painting that develops sheen on the background. They counter it with the use of muted colors and are not so bright so as to counteract the background. Both Tanjore and Mysore paintings have originated from the same source, Vijayanagar paintings to begin with and their Nayaka paintings subsequently. If you want to know about any other topic, please leave it in the comment box. If you have liked this episode, please like, share and subscribe. Thank you.